FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong! First time shot comes in. Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
Hello and welcome to this final of our summer specials of This Club Is My Club right here on your very own FCUM Radio. I'm Ben and on this week's show we'll have loads of reaction to FC United's friendly with Airbus UK Broughton FC from Saturday afternoon, as we'll be hearing from player manager Tom Greaves and exciting young forward Elliot Samoz. So without further ado, let's now head over to Broadhurst Park and FC Live on Saturday. So hello everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park, and well, Ben's here, and also joining us this afternoon, it's Stato. Paul, welcome back, Paul.
Good afternoon.
You obviously missed the Hyde United match on Tuesday night.
Yes.
So we'll get the half-time thoughts of Woodso about that game and that kind of thing. But today it's FC United back at Broadhurst Park for Airbus UK. Do you want to do your plane puns now, or do you want to leave it till during the commentary?
I think we can store them up. You know, we don't want to get off to a flyer, do we?
No, exactly. But I do believe Airbus UK are good on the wings.
Well, I was going to leave that for later.
Just taxiing our way to this afternoon's game.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of mileage in this, and yep. You know, we don't want to see too many passengers on the pitch this afternoon.
That's right. Team news for this afternoon, and well, it's a slightly different team to the one we saw, only slightly though, that we saw midweek against Hyde United. A very good run out there, FC United 2-1 victors in that game. The main talking point this afternoon though is Lloyd Allenson. He's picked up a hand injury, so we wish him all the best in his recovery. Coming in today, I think he was coming in anyway, as we've seen trialist goalkeepers come in for the substitutes bench. I don't think he expected to start, but let me take a run up at this name. Josh Olerenshaw.
Olerenshaw. Yeah.
He's starting this afternoon in FC United's goal. Started his career off at Oldham. Based on everything else that I've read up, he's played at Curzon, Stalybridge, Warrington, Salford, all over the place, Hyde United. But he's starting this afternoon. Also starting this afternoon, we've got Joel Senior and Joel Logan. They'll be playing wing-backs at centre-back trio of Steve O'Halloran, Luke Ashworth and Chris Lynch. And in midfield we'll have Harry Winter, Jamal Crawford and Brody Litchfield, and up front as a duo, Jack Bannister and Tom Greaves, although Brody Litchfield might chop and change with Jack Bannister. Substitutes, Sam Tatum it is, apparently been saying it wrong all these years. Liam Dickinson, Kurt Willoughby, Sam Baird, Elliot Samoz, Matt Dempsey, Alex Brown, Mike Jones and Steve Affleck. Let's give you the Airbus team as well. Dave Roberts, Danny Taylor, Curtis Strong, Steve Thomason, Joe Palmer, Christian Platt, Ryan Edwards, Ash Williams, Azza Hamilton. There's a slight change to the team sheet that's been posted around social media. Matty McGinn starts, Leo Riley will be on the substitutes bench, and Lewis Buckley completes the first 11. And substitutes for Airbus UK, James Hooper. Only one trialist this afternoon, very disappointed in Airbus UK. Brady McGilloway, Blake Robinson and Leo Riley complete substitutes for Airbus UK. So Paul, one last friendly after this one, Rochdale on Tuesday night, and then it's Stockport away.
Would you like now, right now, the next 2 minutes, to try and run through what we think the starting 11 will be at Stockport?
Well, we could have half-time chat, isn't it? That's Woods' old territory.
You think that? So?
Yeah, yeah, because he'll run out of things to talk about at
half-time,
okay.
We'll
sure.
Save that one up.
But yeah, we're definitely worth a chat about
I think
it.
There's definitely a nucleus now we can,
yeah,
we can call
on. Yeah, I think so. I think. There's a couple of things where, is it going to be 3-5-2? Is it going to be 4-4-2? But generally, I think we're starting to see now what the starting 11 is looking like. As the teams come out on the pitch, obviously SC United wearing red, white and black, Airbus UK wearing all blue with white trim on the sleeves, crowd-wise this afternoon. Obviously, this was a bit of a last-minute friendly, but the club's tried to endeavour to get the crowd back up. It was meant to be Oldham for this particular Saturday game. So tickets this afternoon have been half-price, plus as well free for M40 and M9 residents. I'd say the crowd here in the main stand is more or less full towards the SMRE. SMRE is starting to fill up now, so hopefully a good crowd here this afternoon. But Paul, what are you expecting this afternoon from FC United?
Well, I think what we've seen so far in the friendlies is FC have kind of stuck to a style of play that seems to work for us. I don't think we've done a lot of tactical changes. We've done one or two in terms of formations, but I think the likes of Joe Logan, who's only just kind of come back into the swing of things, it's critical game time for them. For others, it's still an open contest for a place, isn't it? I mean, some people have got a squad place, but whether that'll develop into a starting place when the real stuff starts has to be seen. But and obviously we've got a goalkeeper here who's making a debut. Who he may end up as our deputy for the season. We don't know.
I mean, one thing we've seen in these friendlies so far is the fact that, you know, Tom has had a substitute goalkeeper on the bench, and it's not always been the same goalkeeper. Had a couple of U-team players, a couple of trialists. Josh Olerenshaw, big opportunity for him.
Yeah, there's a few out there that really have got a lot to play for this afternoon. Others are a bit more assured of their place, obviously. Harry Winter, the captain, is going to be very much the centre of things when the season starts. But Airbus are going to be a good opposition this afternoon, I think.
This free kick's in a very dangerous area. It's right on the edge of the FC United penalty area. Christian Platt to take it. Got 9 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. Four-man wall. In it comes. I think it took a deflection on the way. Olerenshaw was left in mid-air clutching at nothing because the ball took a deflection, and in it went, Paul, straight in the middle.
Yeah, it was a pretty good strike, but we go back to the generosity of the refereeing decision, I think, that's given him a free pop from the edge of the box. Maybe the wall wasn't the greatest of walls, to be honest.
No, it went right through, didn't it? And it took a deflection, which took the sting right out of the shot, just enough to fool Olerenshaw in the FC United goal. And on 9 minutes, Airbus take the lead, 1-0.
Yeah, off to a flyer, as we no doubt waited for.
O'Halloran now. Back it goes to Lynch. Lynch now on the right-hand side of the trio in the back three for FC United. Plays the ball to Senior. Back it goes to Lynch. To Winter. Back to Lynch. Lynch now playing in the right-back position. Plays it back in field to Ashworth on the edge of the FC United box. Back it goes to Lynch. Lynch now to the far touchline. Finds Senior. Winter plays the ball forward. Greaves there. Plays it along the halfway line. Fires Logan. Good pass there from Logan. And finds Bannister. Bannister now over on the left-hand side, heading towards the penalty area. Crosses the ball in. It's a good cross to the back post. And there's Tom Greaves. 15 minutes gone. It's an equaliser. Fine bit of play there in midfield. Fine run and fine ball by Jack Bannister to the back post. And a great finish there from Tom Greaves, Paul.
Well, we've certainly got lift off now.
Well, it's going to be a free kick to FC United. So just inside FC's half, over on the right-hand touchline. And it's Lynch to take it. Switches play out to his left-hand side. Finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran now midway into Airbus's half. Loads of room. Charging forward with the ball there. And, here is Litchfield. Litchfield now. Good turn. He's got three blue shirts around him. Bit too much there. The only criticism of Litchfield I've seen so far here at Broadhurst Park anyway. Oh, well, there we go. He wins the ball back. Commentator's curse. Here's Logan now. Logan. Oh, nearly finds O'Halloran. Wins the ball back, though, Logan. Headed to the byline. Crosses the ball back. There's O'Halloran. 5 yards out, it's a tap-in.
Well, it's all happening.
Well, I was about to say, the thing about Litchfield is, he just needs to get his head up. He does lose out on the ball, wins the ball back. Then there's lots of persistence from Logan to make that goal happen there. And O'Halloran, it's a tap-in, it's a great finish.
Well, if you get to interview him later, you can talk about his shrewd goal-scoring abilities.
Well, 25 minutes gone at Broadhurst Park. It's 2-1 now to the home team. Half time here in this FC Live pre-season friendly special. FC United 2-1 up against Airbus UK. And we're now joined, Stato Paul's still with us, but Woodzo joins us as well. Woodzo,
I just caught the end of what you were saying. Are we in the same ground, us three, or what?
You looked with great surprise when me and Paul said that's been a decent half of football.
God, you're easily pleased.
What's it been like down in Tartan Blanket Alley down there in the main stand? I don't know, but
where I'm sat, it's been the first 15 minutes or so. That's the worst we've played in probably about 3 years.
That's some... Whoa.
Controversial.
I thought we were in the third kit at one point. We could get away to a blue shirt. They've walked behind the defence on about four occasions, but we've scored two delightful goals. I'm giving the yin and the yang.
Anyway,
it's a yanger.
I get where you're coming from. But anyway, just before we get to the rest of this game of football, just to talk about Hyde United.
Now Logan back to goal, the halfway line. Good turn from Logan there, but surely he's brought down, and they had to do that, two of them. Have to be looking to develop this, make sure that the final ball is good, and also to develop this front pairing. Long ball forward there into the box. Dickinson, nice head. Oh, it's a goal. And the keeper was a bit of a statue there. Nice finish from Dickinson. We're just saying that, I was just saying that he looked a bit toothless up front, but that was, I think if you were Hyde, you'd be a bit dejected about the defending there. He rose very much on his own. He's a very tall man. But the keeper looked a bit flat-footed there to me, Ben.
Yeah, he got caught out by the float of the ball, didn't he? That was a cross that came in from Dempsey from that free kick.
Logan plays it forward there. Willoughby chases, but there's too much on that. Crook has to take it on his chest, and he's in trouble now. Willoughby has it. He's got no support, but Willoughby scores.
That's a great finish.
Terrible, terrible mistake at the back there. That was Crook there, got himself in a right tangle. The ball slipped out of his hands. It went out of the box. He was trying to recover it, but Willoughby kept a cool head and then scored from a pretty narrow angle there in the end. Came off the post and rolled across. FC United double their lead.
What did you make of it, the Hyde match?
For about 80 minutes of the game, I thought we did all right. I think the changes, and they made a lot of changes.
That's pre-season. It
fizzled out into the typical pre-season game.
I mean,
I went for a wander at that point, so I don't really see what happened at the end.
But what did happen was two goals from FC United again, with Dickinson and Willoughby.
Willoughby's goal was particularly, I mean, he chased the keeper down.
And the angle.
It was a finish as well. It was a great finish. I think we should probably play better on a plastic pitch. I think we should play lovely football. And we didn't play poorly. But I said during the game, you know, well, we're capable of so much more on that type of surface. And so Hyde, it was a non-league game. But I mean, I think, you know, obviously a non-league pre-season game. We played well in generally. Some good performances. Joel seen in the second half, going down the middle. I thought was played very, very well in the second half.
I mean, once again, though, there was a couple of changes in formation. Tom Greaves in this pre-season hasn't been afraid to mix and match and try things. I think he started with the similar idea today, actually, of having three in midfield. With two, I think that's what he did towards the end of the game on Tuesday night, having a holding midfielder in the likes of Harry Winter, with two attacking midfielders. This afternoon we've gone with Crawford and with Bannister. Do you think that's something that works?
I don't think it's really worked late on
Crawford,
Tuesday.
Crawford's not quite in it, is
not,
it?
Not in the game at all. In fact, as you mentioned, no, I actually pretty much forgot he was playing. Having said that, here's the yang to the ying and all that. I think you mentioned Bannister. I think when he's been on the ball, has looked very, very lively. I think Litchfield's done well. Greaves has scored a good goal. Goalkeeper back as good as the bad miss on Tuesday night with the header.
I thought it was the Greaves so of old, that type of goal.
It was that range. It was. But let's put into context, you know, the move on the left and the cross in from Bannister was just,
well, the, on the left
unbelievable.
Hand, the left hand side seems to be a bit more on it than the
right
at the moment.
Side, yeah.
We've had with O'Halloran as well, who had to go off for a back injury, but him and Logan have really hooked up well, and that that goal there, it brought in Bannister and Litchfield as well, and there's life on this left hand side.
To go back to what I was saying earlier on about, you know, we haven't played particularly well, it's just at the back they've got him behind a few times pretty easily. Then that might be because we've got an army man in goal, and is it? I don't know, Paul. I'm trying to think. Then this three together, O'Halloran, Ashworth and Lynch. Is it, have they played together pre-season in this formation? Do we? I can't remember.
Winterfer? Or did Baird play in that game?
Baird played, did he?
Played that game, so...
Oh, well, Halloran played left wing back.
He played left wing back, so... Yeah. That's also an element. The worry for me is the season starts next week, and
really... Well, the goalkeeper thing is,
well,
is an issue.
Well, that's one thing. We'll have to see how that pans out during the week.
That's one issue we've got. I mean, that does lead me on to the question now, and it's something you asked earlier, about what the starting 11 should be against Counter. We've got one more friendly after this one. I think we're seeing various players shining and doing well in pre-season. Got one more game against Rochdale on Tuesday night, but we are entering the period now of County looming in the distance. Firstly, your formation for that County game.
I'm not a clue, mate. Not a clue. I wouldn't even... I think the players we've got, and this is probably a good thing. You could you can make a case for pretty much any formation going. The three at the back, a 4-4-2. The one that he seemed to like to play was like a sort of 4-2. He played against Scar. I mean, obviously, wasn't there. But
do you think
4-2-3-1?
Do you think is better at right back or right wing back?
Well, last year he was better at right wing back. I thought he was an average right back and a very good right wing back. But that's not to say he can't play right back if he played a 4-4-2, but you know what?
Does Logan play left wing then, or does Logan play left back? In which case...
Well, in the first half on Tuesday, when he played left wing, I didn't think he did anything. And then when he went down the middle, so let's throw the middle into the mix there, he was outstanding the second half in the middle. So, but today he's done well at left wing back. Maybe with different personnel.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that looking at the players we've signed and the seniority of them, I would say probably Lynch, O'Halloran and Ashworth are probably going to be the back three.
I mean, Baird had a ball though on Tuesday.
Oh, he's
night,
played brilliantly. I mean, every time I've seen him pre-season, pretty much.
I mean, obviously, O'Halloran's got fitness issues, I think, that have dogged him through his career. So that will open the door to Baird, I think, during the season.
Yeah.
I think at the moment,
I did say jokingly, because I did have a chat with Woodsow off air earlier.
Yeah.
But just the fact that, you know, I was leaving out a couple of younger players, and I said, don't worry, there's lots of suspensions in this team.
Yeah.
I think
people are going to get chances out.
Exactly. Midfield then.
Senior and Logan at wing backs, presumably.
I think we all agree with that, don't we?
You've got Barnes and Winter that are probably going to be nailed in the middle of the
pitch. Well, Barnes is still in. I mean, he had ice on his leg on Tuesday, and he's not involved today, so I'm guessing he's injured.
So that might open the door for Racky again.
I think we have to base it on what happens at Rochdale on Tuesday night, don't we? If he doesn't start, he's not going to start.
See, I would expect the starting 11 on Tuesday, for me, should be the starting 11 on Saturday, potentially. But
that then,
I don't know.
Obviously, I think we agree we need two holding midfielders in midfield.
Yeah.
So Barnes... or another and Winter.
Well, it's going to be Harry and another, I think. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then up front,
who's your attacking midfielder? It has to be Bannister, doesn't it?
Bannister or Lichfield. I mean, I think they can probably both do it from what I've seen so far.
Yeah, they've both got equal.
Similar attributes, I think, running at players.
I think Willoughby and another is going to be further forward.
Now, this is a question.
Well, I was going to.
This is a question. Dickinson and Willoughby played up front. They both got goals.
They did.
Now, Dickinson, I think he freely admits, he admitted in the interview last week on This Club Is My Club, you know, he's got young players around him doing all the running. He doesn't have to do that much running anymore, which is a good thing, really, considering how much he doesn't move around the pitch that much.
We had this conversation off air.
I know, I'm having this conversation on air.
And you said you don't need to move, and I said, in that case, we go to B&Q and sign a pole and just stick it in the middle of the ground.
One thing he does do is, in a kind of Tom Denton way, he does attract the attention of
draws players to him.
He draws players to him.
Right,
if he wins one out of three headers.
Let me throw something else into the melting mix. I'm mixing metaphors here. You talk about an attacking midfielder in that formation. Maybe we don't need an attacking midfielder. Maybe we need him playing behind the Willoughby as a focal point to play the ball up to, and then he can play round it.
No, we've still got another player.
Yeah,
it's free in midfield. It's free in midfield.
Yeah, but.
So you have Winter, Barnes, Bannister or Lichfield.
I think we've got a little bit.
And up front, you have Dickinson and Willoughby.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
Something like that.
That's a decent team.
The worry is, like, let's get to the nub of this. We're still discussing 7 days before the start of the season what the formation and the team's going to be.
I think generally, unlike previous years.
I'm not comparing it to previous years.
We've nailed on here about eight players. We have.
During this chat, we've nailed on eight players. If you go back 12 months, you were struggling.
We're still struggling. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that.
I mean, we're pretty much nailed on about our midfield, our wing backs, our defence, our goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper, good luck with that.
Yeah, no, but we would have been.
Is there an hospital for God's sake?
Yeah, but we would have been. And the forward line, it's just a case of, is it Dickinson or a other?
A-N other.
So there you go.
A-N other.
Yeah.
Because other starts with a vowel, so it's got to be A-N. Can't be A other.
I'll leave the...
Just say
the written words yourself.
Oh, God, don't do that.
But I'm just saying. Welcome back to Pedant's Corner.
I'm just saying.
But the question is...
Pedant's Corner?
We don't... I've not been following the trials and tribulations of Stockport County during pre-season.
That's because Swampy normally does it for you.
Yeah, exactly. But the point I'm making is that, you know, it's all well and good us saying this is our starting 11, but you're not going to know if that's going to be able to compete at Edgeley Park at the weekend, are you?
You can say that for any game, though.
Yeah.
I always think the first game of the season is a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Not be a bad time to catch a team who they're expecting to finish, to have a good season. You know, by their own admission, they've been at the regional football far too long, etc., etc. So I think, and I've been looking on their forum, just out of interest, that...
It's a message board.
We digress.
Deliberately.
They do think that, and probably rightly so to a certain extent, this is their year. So actually, maybe catching them, but once they catching them on the first day of the season,
it's not always
might
a bad
not
thing.
Be a bad thing, because you know they'll be in a similar scenario player wise than we are, really.
They'll have new players bedding in.
Absolutely. So,
well, for the podcast, no one's going to know your thoughts now until next Saturday.
Well, I won't know that because I won't see you next Saturday.
How are you feeling going into the season now you've had this pre-season?
We had this chat earlier and you asked
me that.
I know,
early
then,
in the
you?
Season. Yeah, and I'm asking you now.
I didn't want to make a prediction. We should again. I said this last year, but...
Are we going to struggle to mid-table?
This is for the review show.
I think we should be 10th.
Scraping 7th?
No, 10th.
Scraping 7th?
10th. Stop saying that. Speaking of Swampy, this job he put on Facebook today is some sort of tester for... Did he just make that up, or is it a real job he's got?
I've not been following the works of Swampy.
It just came, you know, when you can put your job, new job, it's like tester at some sort of beer type emporium or something.
It wouldn't surprise me. Delirium?
No, I think I was fairly compos mentis when I was reading it.
Ba-ba-la-ba-ba, bye. Right, anyway, so that's Woodsell joining us. Sorry. That's Woodsell joining us at half-time. We'll hear from him again on Tuesday night for the Rochdale match.
Yes.
But for this club is my club.
So if you need your fix.
That's your lot for Woodsell. Just to mention the match on Tuesday night, FC United against Rochdale. And like we said there, based on our chats we're having last year before the Bolton and Fleetwood matches, I'm safe in saying that game there should have not far off the starting 11 for the county match.
My feeling is, and I could be wrong, and only Tom Greaves can tell us otherwise, is that the manager has a very strong steer now for his first selection for the season, and only injuries are going to disrupt that now. That's my feeling.
And those injuries, at the moment, O'Halloran's gone off, injured with a back injury.
So there's O'Halloran, Barnes and Allinson at the moment that are question marks for next Saturday, but we don't know for sure either way for any of those, do we?
No, not at the moment. But the referee is now back out on the pitch with the ball, which is always a good sign, and both teams are also back out. I can't see any substitutions made by FC United. It's a big opening 10-15 minutes, I think, for Jamal Crawford. He was totally missing in that game, and if he's going to start against Counter, needs to make an impression in this.
He's got to justify his place here,
but we've seen that so many times in pre-season where the second half, the first 10 minutes, different player.
Well, what we want to see is what we saw at Scarborough last week, really, don't we?
Yeah,
an electric beginning to the second half where we get a grip of the game and don't let go for a while.
Hamilton now on the halfway line for Airbus UK. Back it goes to Strong plays a long ball over the top there for Lewis Buckley to chase, and he outmuscles Ashworth, and a shot comes in. It goes right underneath Josh Olorenzo on the near post, and Lewis Buckley shouldn't really be scoring from there. He shouldn't have got the ball in the first place, to be fair. He did outmuscle Luke Ashworth, but he still had to beat the goalkeeper on the near post. It went right through him, Paul.
Yes, it was poor defending, really, I think, and we need to look at situations like that. We've allowed them back in the game here. And bearing in mind we've got Stockport County in a week's time, we can't afford mistakes like that, really.
Well, 2-2 the score now. That was 48 minutes gone. Free kick to the team in blue. 10 yards or so inside FC United's half. So expect this ball to be pumped towards the FC United penalty area. 20 or so minutes left to play here at Broadhurst Park. 2-2 the score. In it comes, and well, no one's on that, and well, a mix-up at the back there between Olerenshaw and Ashworth. Second ball picked up, though, and a shot comes in, and Olerenshaw can't save it, and Airbus UK, for the second time in this game, take the lead, Paul. That was a bit of a mess, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a shot from distance. I think that part of the problem was the free kick. There was confusion at the free kick. The keeper came out for it and punched it, but he's under pressure from his own. The ball broke, and I think it was the number five that scored.
Joe Palmer. Well, I did hear the scream from the goalkeeper from here, and well, Ashworth got in his way, essentially.
That's the problem when you've got a goalie on debut.
Number five, Joe Palmer.
Yeah, just to confirm, it was Joe Palmer who scored that. So we've got 20 minutes left to play. 3-2 the score. Olerenshaw looking for options on the edge of his own penalty area. Plays the long ball forward. Willoughby does well, gets the ball to Greaves. Greaves now lays it off to Tatum. Tatum on the right hand side. Checks his run and he's dispossessed there, but is he going to try and win that ball back from Palmer? He's cleared by Strong. Dempsey needs to get to that ball first. He does, just about. Ball's near the fancy mose. Winters there as well, as you'd expect. Winters fouled, plays the ball quickly out towards Brown. Brown now on the left hand side, crosses the ball in. Oh, it's just beyond Willoughby, and Strong can calmly pass this ball forward, finds McGalloway. McGalloway on this left hand side for Airbus. He's got Willoughby for company. Willoughby does well, wins the ball back for FC United. Willoughby, infield it goes to Samoes. Samoes is coming forward, shoot! Oh, what a finish from Elliot Samoes. Good stuff from Willoughby though to win that ball back. Plays the ball to Samoes on the edge of the Airbus UK, but from there it was all Elliot Samoes. A fine finish, 3-3 Paul.
That was a bit of brilliance from Samoes. It was a difficult ball for him to control, to be honest, when it bounced up to him. And he just got his first touch was good. It just set him up for that little pocket of space, and his finish was unerring. And, yes, Airbus back to 3-3.
Samoes to take this. It's going to be an outswing. It's more or less a corner from this position. In it comes towards the far post. Who's on that? It's Dempsey! Shot comes
Willoughby,
in.
Willoughby again.
Willoughby from 2 yards out once again. Poacher's goal from Kurt Willoughby, and FC United take the lead, Paul, 4-3.
He is a master of finishing, I have to say, from what I've seen of him. He takes up some good positions, doesn't he? But it's a good free kick from Samoes, and it found
Dempsey
at the far post.
Loved it, really.
Who hammered it back. Yeah. But Willoughby's positioning, his awareness around goal is quite exceptional.
And once again, it's similar to the set piece we saw last week where Willoughby scored again against
Close
Scarborough,
in, yeah.
Where he went to the back post, straight back, and Willoughby there, 2 yards out, can't really miss.
He's certainly got a goal scorer's instinct, and let's hope he can transfer it to the next level.
And dead on 90 minutes, that is full time here at Broadhurst Park, a very high scoring game. I mean, free tickets have been available for local school kids, community groups, people with an M40 and M9 postcode. The last time we did that was the last league game of the season against North Ferriby. It was a bit of a letdown, that particular game. Got the money's worth in this game, haven't they, Paul?
I think they've seen 7 goals and they've seen a lot of entertainment this afternoon. So certainly for anybody who's come for the first time, they certainly might be tempted to come back again for a proper game.
Now, after that game there, Paul, we had a good chat at half time about the starting 11 for Stockport. There's been a couple of injuries picked up in this game. O'Halloran's picked up an injury. Obviously, Lloyd Anderson didn't start due to an injury he's picked up since the Hyde match. Chris Lynch has picked up an injury. I mean, where do we stand now? Because there's been a couple of good displays there in that second half. I was impressed with Samoes when he came on. Especially Samoes, to be fair. Brown played good. Jones played good as well.
I think Samoes. There's an interesting debate possibly now whether Samoes has gone ahead of Crawford for a starting place for Saturday. That's certainly one argument. Yes, you're right. Jones came on and fitted in very well. we know all about Jones's passing range. It's always been good. It's whether he wants to impose himself on the match enough, I think, that's the query. Willoughby again came on and showed us how his goal scoring threat is still potent. He looks a real find, Willoughby, up front.
He really does. I mean, once again, he scored a wonderful goal against Hyde. He had it all to do from such a tight angle and slotted it in. Today he scored, it's becoming a Kurt Willoughby-esque goal, 2 yards out.
He's quite happy to grab the dirty goals. It's any type of goal, isn't it? And he's certainly got a presence around the 6-yard box. He certainly knows where to be at the right moment.
Alex Brown is an interesting one. I mean, he came on against Hyde and did well. I think he did well today as well. I mean, and Affleck as well. I mean, Affleck, we saw him against Scarborough coming on. There's a fair few headaches now for Tom Greaves, it feels like. What with these various players, not necessarily to start, but to be included in the squad?
I think we've got question marks fitness-wise about the starting 11 for Stockport, obviously. But I also think that we've got an interesting blend of impact players on the bench we can pick to change games. And, you know, that's something we've lacked in sometimes in the last few years. Game changers that come off and influence the game. I mean, for instance, if Simoes came on for the last 20 minutes at Stockport, you might actually think, yeah, he might do something here that can change the outcome.
I mean, do we read anything into the fact that Dickinson and Sam Baird didn't come on? I mean, we know what both of those players are about, I suppose.
It could be that he's already made his mind up about Sam Baird playing that Saturday, perhaps, and he just wants to keep one or two in cotton wool. I mean,
with Lynch picking up an injury this afternoon, the defence has let in 3 goals. There've been similar goals in a way. Obviously, there's been a question mark over the goalkeeping on a couple of occasions, but generally, the defence isn't the tight unit.
No, I mean that is a concern that we've not plugged the gaps enough at the back that we would like to see. But if we look at the other compartments of the team, I think we're more of a threat going forward this summer than we were last season. Certainly. In the post-Gilchrist era, whether we can tighten up at the other end is probably one of Tom Greaves' jobs for the last week of the run-in.
Now, we're going to try and get Tom Greaves on before we go, I think. Tom Greaves, as always, staying late, signing autographs, doing selfies with the kids and stuff. It's all good stuff that Tom brings to the management and representing the club. And obviously, a fair few tickets given away to school kids, so, you know, it's all good stuff. But 4-3, the scoreline.
Coming from behind twice.
Obviously, question marks over the defence and the goalkeeping for the goals, but a decent game of football, an entertaining game, and a flair as well. Some flair.
Yeah, I think there was some good football to watch. I think coming forward, we linked up very nicely at times. Some good passing movements. And we also saw a finish.
Stockport County have tweeted, next match, we start our campaign next Saturday, the 4th of August, here at Edgeley Park, where we will be welcoming at FC United MCR. Kick-off against the Red Rebels from Moston is at 3 p.m.
Yes.
There we go.
And I believe it's not all ticket.
No. But it will be segregated, obviously.
It will be segregated, but you can turn up on the day. There are designated turnstiles for FC fans.
And a roof.
That's good news. So for anybody who's not sure about going to Stockport, you can go on the day and pay to get in.
And to be fair, if it's anything like previous encounters between FC United and Stockport County, it's going to be a good, fiery, lively game of football. A great way of kicking off the season. And obviously, we'll have full commentary here on FC-radio.co.uk.
And we might have 2 ex-county players involved in the FC scheme of things.
Well, O'Halloran and Winter and Dickinson.
Possibly,
so
yes.
That's 3.
Yes, yeah, so we will see.
Yes. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking until we get Tom Greaves on, because he has said a couple of minutes, so we should fill the airtime. Back on Tuesday night, of course, and it's an interesting one for Tom Greaves. Do you reckon Tom is going to treat Tuesday now not as necessarily starting lineup for Saturday, but answer some of those questions that have been raised in that second half there?
I think he's been a bit handicapped with a few injuries in the last few days, and I think that is a concern for him. I think injury free, he would have probably picked a starting 11 for Stockport on Tuesday night. I don't think he's going to be able to do that now. So it's going to be slightly restricted by availability for Tuesday night, I think, which means more young players might get time, but it might not necessarily be the players that start at Stockport.
And of course, the big question mark now is the goalkeeper. I mean, Lloyd Arnson has picked up a nasty injury, let's say, and we wish him a speedy recovery. But I think, based on what I've been told, I think it's going to be unlikely that he's going to make Stockport County on Saturday.
That's a tough call then.
It is a tough call. I mean, it's let's assume he doesn't.
I think what Tom has to, at the moment today, has to say to himself, if he's unlikely to be available next Saturday, can he trust the keeper that he played today? Or does he look elsewhere and get somebody on emergency sign-in? Because obviously he's going to have to register somebody, unlike a friendly. You can't just toss somebody in.
Well, we're going to find out very, very shortly.
So I'm sure he will. He may have a... I mean, we did talk about this pre-season, and he reckoned he had somebody lined up.
Thanks, you remember? Paul. Well reminded.
So here's the test. Because he had a backup plan, didn't he?
He did.
So we'll see.
And speaking of the man now and his backup plan... here is Tom Greaves joining us. Good run out there for yourself personally. We'll get to the rest of the game in a second, but you happy with that display? A great goal you scored there in the first half.
Yeah, end of the day I'm the player manager, so I need the minutes as much as anybody does. I've struggled with a couple of niggles throughout the pre-season, my ankle, thigh, a few niggles here, there and everywhere, so I needed 90 minutes today, and that's why I got them.
And it was a beautiful ball and a good bit of play. I mean, most of this play in the first half, most of the good stuff anyway, came down his left-hand side, a combination of O'Halloran, Logan, Litchfield and Bannister, all working together on this left-hand side. Joy to watch. And that was a very Tom Greaves-esque goal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When we did things right, it looked really, really good. But all in all today, I was quite disappointed. I thought we were really sloppy on the ball. The pitch was a little bit long. So we had to put a little bit more on the passes, and a few of the lads didn't get used to it. So we gave the ball away a lot. We were second to second balls. A little bit disappointing today, but I'm glad it's come now. Give us a little kick up the backside, and we go again Tuesday, and then hopefully we're ready for Saturday.
I mean, what we were talking about there as you were walking up the stairs was the goalkeeping situation, because obviously as Allinson's picked up an injury in the lead-up to this game, Ola Renshaw, I'm going to suggest, was going to be a substitute to be thrown on.
He was literally called last night.
Right, okay.
we got the call from Lloyd last night, and we had to obviously act quick. Chappie's got his contacts in the game, and he brought him in to help us out. But we've got a lot of contacts in the game. I'll be making some phone calls tonight if Lloyd is not going to be ready. We've got contacts with a lot of league clubs, so if we can get somebody in on loan, something like that, and cover that, we'll be sorted.
Because it was a tough gig for him tonight. I mean, the goal where he punched it, I could hear the shout from here. He did, you know, I think he did call for it. So it's not necessarily his fault, that goal, I don't think. But it's a tough gig, isn't it, to come straight into it?
Of course it is.
You've got the new team in front of you.
He obviously doesn't know anybody. He's done all right. He's made a couple of good saves. But yeah, it's something that we've got to look at, and we've got to look at quickly, because it's a very important position for us.
Now, at half-time, it's our job to get giddy and speculate and that kind of thing. So at half-time, we're doing your job for you and saying this is your starting 11 for the county match. Then the second half comes. There's all kinds of injuries you picked up there. Obviously, O'Halloran goes off, Lynch goes off. And then you've got some performances that come on. Elliot Samoes, for example.
Yeah, for me, it was different class when he came on. We've been trying to drill that into his game. Just be direct, get your shots off. If you're not getting your shots off, create something. And he's done it. He's got the ball. He's picked it up at midway through the half. He's a couple of touches out of his feet. He's direct. He's got a shot off, and it's a great finish. And that's exactly what he can do. So it's a good option to have. It really is.
So we've torn up our half-time chat, basically. I don't know what you're going to do for Saturday now.
No, to be honest, there's plenty of options. I mean, the likes of Dicko and Sam Baird, they were resting today because they've got little niggles.
I was going to say, did you leave him out really because you already know what they're going to bring to the table?
There's always that as well. I mean, everybody needs game time. You can't have enough game time. But Dicko's struggling with his knee a little bit, and Sam's played quite a lot of minutes. So it was just a case of resting him, and the likes of like Dempsey and Ashe, they need the minutes as well. So that's what we need for pre-season four. It's getting people ready for the season.
Now, the Rochdale match, we basically said that the Rochdale match, you're pretty much going to select the 11 you're going to start with at County, but I don't think that's true anymore because of the injuries. I mean, how are you shaping up now with the injuries?
Because I'll speak to Liv when I go back in. I don't know how bad Halley's is. Lynch, he got a burn on the AstroSurf at Scarborough.
I thought that was spray paint or something. It was like... It's proper red, isn't it?
It's disgusting, yeah.
I mean, just to let the listeners know, just below his bum cheek, basically, he's got this big red line there, and I thought it was paint, but that's a burn.
Yeah, he's had it he's had it covered, basically strapped, but it's come off. Ooh. Right at the end there, and he's gone over on it. So yeah,
well, fair play for running around with that then. God.
Yeah, well, you're not going to keep him out of injuries. He's solid, so we're not worried there.
I mean, is that going to blister? That's going to be massive.
Well, it's scabbed up, and it were healing, and now it's just took the scab straight off again. So
well, I hope you're all enjoying your tea at home, dear listener. Anyway, going back to what you're thinking now heading into the county match.
We've got headaches, haven't we? We've got good options. We've got good options all over the place, but to be fair, that wasn't good enough today. So, again, that gets in our heads as well. So,
I mean, you must be happy going forward. There's
absolutely,
not much
going
forward.
We've had a really, really good pre-season. I'm more than happy with every performance, to be fair. Even the Oldham game when we got beat, it's all about getting the minutes and the performances rather than the results. And I thought we've done really, really well. So, today, it was a different kind of test. We didn't really know much about them. Positives, we've scored 4 goals, so we're doing all right in that department. We've got lots of options going forward. Just got to gel it together again. It was I'm glad that's come now, because we're a week away from the season and we needed to get that out of the way.
And a couple of other things as well from midfield. You've got this thing now where you've got the likes of Winter there, and then you can either have another holding midfielder and attacking midfielder,
yep,
or you can have two attacking midfielders.
Yep.
Have you? Is that something that you're deliberately toying with to try and mix and match and have that kind of turnaround during a match where you can inject that
in
midfield?
It's an option there, definitely. And there's plenty of lads that can play in that position. Danny Racky and Brad are both struggling a little bit at the minute as well. So Racky with his hamstring and Brad with his calf. So probably you would have two in there just to set the back three a little bit, but not to be. And it gives other people game times and show them what we can do in there.
And finally, just a mention for the couple of younger fringe players who we've seen. Affleck, we spoke about last week, but he did all right today, as did Brown over on the left-hand side. And Jones's passing was brilliant when he came on this afternoon.
Yep, it was, yeah. His ability is something else. He's a really, really quiet character, is Jonesy, but he's an absolutely superb player, and he just needs to believe in himself. And if we can get that out of him, he'll be a superb player for us. He really will.
And happy with Willoughby scoring again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a different type of striker to what we've got. He comes in really, really, really deep, and he comes and gets it. But he also gets himself in that box, and if he can score 20 tap-ins this season, I'll be more than happy with that.
Well, Tom, headaches galore for yourself. Big thank you for taking the time to come out up here. We've basically said you're not allowed a shower now until you've done your interview, and that's
right.
Still part
okay.
of your match day stuff. So
I'll tell Jack and Tom they've got to do team talk then.
Tom, thanks for coming up, mate.
No problem.
Keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Cheers, then.
Thank you very much. So that is FC Live done and dusted for another Saturday afternoon. We'll be back here on Tuesday evening live from Broadhurst Park for FC United's final pre-season game of the summer, as FC United take on Rochdale. So we'll be here live from Broadhurst Park from 7:30 p.m. Join us if you cannot make it in person. And then next Saturday, well, it's the big season kickoff, and we'll be back on Saturday from Edgeley Park, as we'll be bringing you live special coverage of Stockport County against FC United in the big season kickoff in the National League North. If you cannot make it in person, and to be honest, I suggest you do, but if you can't, don't forget, live, totally free coverage here on fc-radio.co.uk. Live from 2:30 p.m. at Edgeley Park on Saturday afternoon. A big thank you to Stato Paul. Big thank you to Woodzo for joining us at halftime. And a big thank you to Tom Greaves also for taking the time out to come up and speak to us post-match. But it's finished here at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. It's FC United of Manchester 4, Airbus UK Broughton FC 3. And we'll see you all very, very soon on Tuesday evening. Bye-bye. FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. Also after the match, I managed to catch up with exciting young prospect and substitute goal scorer from the Airbus UK match. Here's Elliot Samose.
Congratulations, that was a brilliant finish for that goal. I mean, walk us through it.
When I got the ball to the feet, I just thought, I had to go forward. And when I looked up to the goal, I just thought I had to shoot, and I went for it.
Oh, it's a great finish. We're right behind it as well. It was a beautiful run with purpose as well. I mean, one of the things we've seen from you since you've broke through to the first team is that dynamism from midfield. I mean, you must be dead pleased with the way pre-season's gone for yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way the pre-season has gone for me, because obviously I came from the youth, which I thought was going to be a bit hard for me to start playing for the first team, but I've done pretty well. I've been doing pretty well pre-season, getting a few minutes, hopefully can get better.
I mean, we saw you towards the end of the season. One thing we kept seeing when we were doing the match reports for the youth team and stuff was, oh, Alex Samoa has scored 4 goals, 5 goals, 7 goals, whatever, but loads of goals. I mean, is that something that you're hoping to transfer to the first team this season?
Yes, yes. That's one of the main my main points, you know, for the end of the season, score loads of goals to help the team. That's what I'm here to do.
Well, give us a bit of background as well, because, you know, a lot of people might not be aware of your presence with the youth team. I mean, where have you come from to this point now?
I started in Portugal, actually. I'm natural Portuguese. I've started playing for Benfica, and then I played 5 years, 6 years. That's when I started, and then I came to England, and my first year I went to Bury, and then from Bury I went to Curzon Ashton, and then I came here at FC United for youth. I've done 2 years, and then I got brought up to the first team.
I mean, what's that like moving from Lisbon to Bury? I mean, is that quite a cultural shock up for you, or was
it? Yeah. Especially the weather. The weather's not the same. It's very, very different. You know, I wasn't used to it at first, and obviously it's different from Portuguese football to English football. But, you know, when I started to play more games and getting minutes, got used to it.
So this season then, this pre-season we've just had, I mean, one thing we've touched upon is you know, the dynamism that's available in midfield, not just from yourself, but from Crawford and Logan and the like. And the other thing is as well is in that midfield, you've got the likes of Harry Winter there, and you've got the likes of Barnes around and Rackett, good experienced players. That must be helpful too, to make sure that you know, because flair players can drift in and out of the game. I don't think Harry Winter's going to let you.
No. Especially Harry. He's always helping me a lot. Harry helps me a lot. He's been helping me since I started. On and off the ball, he just keeps telling me like what to do, and he keeps telling me, like, it keeps me on track. So obviously very helpful.
And looking forward to the county match this week. I mean, it's looming large now in the window. I mean, you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think everyone is, to be honest. Everyone's looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get a win out of that.
Well, Elliot, a big congratulations again. Thank for the goal today, and you keep up the good work. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Elliot Samoa's there from Saturday afternoon. So just one more friendly for FC United, and that takes place on Tuesday evening at Broadhurst Park as the Reds host Football League side and local neighbours Rochdale. Kick-off in North Manchester will be 7:45 p.m. And then it's to league matters and the big season opener as Tommy's Terriers kick off their league campaign away at Stockport County. It's a 3 p.m. kick-off at Edgeley Park this coming Saturday, and it is pay on the gate. The match is, however, segregated, so supporters are asked to access the ground via the East Stand turnstiles. That's 1-4 on Hardcastle Road. But remember, as always, if you cannot make these matches in person, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday night from 7:30 p.m. and from 2:30 p.m. this Saturday via the club website, the TuneIn app, or www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that is the end for our summer specials of This Club Is My Club. Cockers, Marv and Swamper, yes, that guy, will all be back next week for a brand new series of the weekly radio show dedicated to FC United of Manchester. In the meantime, for all the latest news from the club, please visit the website www.fc-utd.co.uk, and don't forget you can follow the club on various social media platforms. Just search FC United MCR. A big thank you to all our guests this week and throughout the summer for coming on the summer specials of This Club Is My Club. But from me, Ben, you have a lovely week. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.